And tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Maggie.
I'm Maggie, and I'm an alcoholic.
Maggie.
I wasn't nervous, I got to sit down. Let's see here. If you're new, welcome. Welcome to a new way of life. And it's funny because my oldest daughter's here. She's 19, and she's like, "Are you going to introduce yourself by your real name?" She thinks it's funny because my real name is Margarita. And God has a sense of humor, you know. But it's funny. Her and I were talking the other day, and I was remembering the first time I took a drink, and it was the night before my 12th birthday. I was with an older cousin of mine, and she had a boyfriend who was in a lowrider car club, and we were at Seaport Village, and it was Strawberry Bartle. No. Biles and James, yeah. And, how can I forget that? And, not too long after, I immediately started smoking whack, which is weed with PCP, and it lasted for 3 days until I went to the emergency hospital. And it was funny because right then and there, I knew that although I was sick, but that was something that I was going to do every chance I got. I just absolutely loved the way I felt when I did it. And I remember kind of living a double life. I would drink and party and do all the stuff I did on the weekdays. And I started immediately ditching from school. You know, I was one of these kids where I dropped out at the beginning of ninth grade. I grew up in a family to where my parents were always gone. You know, they lived the fast life thing. So, you know, I would get calls and my mom would be like, "We'll be home in a couple weeks," and, you know, so I just kind of figured, well, hey, she's never going to be around. She's not going to know what I do. And everything got in the way of my drinking and partying. So at a young age, I knew I was an alcoholic. You know, my father was an alcoholic, and I saw how he was. My memories of my father were at 4 o'clock in the morning drinking Coors beer, Winston cigarettes, and watching the Three Stooges. And, you know, and I remember being around the couch and watching him and thinking, what a life. Why would he want to live like that? You know, and it's funny because growing up, in the life I grew up, I used to see women come over and buy things for my parents. And next thing you know, I would see them and they would be without their kids. And I would talk to my mom. My mom would be like, well, because they either went to jail or this or that, you know, CPS stepped in and they took their kids, and, you know, and I would be like, God, why didn't they just stop? You know, why didn't they just stop? I would never let that happen to me. And I turned into that exact same person. You know, I remember memories growing up, being 14, 15 years old, paying people to help me bail out my parents from jail. And always being alone, pretty much having to raise myself. You know, I grew up really fast. And in a way it's good, in a way it's not good because I missed out on a lot of childhood stuff. But I'm going to tell you what type of alcoholic I was. Drugs were involved in my story, but I always had to drink first. I never did drugs until I drank alcohol. Alcohol was the gateway to everything for me. And I remember it getting so bad to the point to where my daughter should have been placed in kindergarten. And instead of putting her in school and being a responsible parent, I had her going with me from bar to bar, dope house to dope house. And eventually CPS came and picked her up. You know, I remember calling her father and telling her father, you know, you need to come and pick her up, because CPS is here and the cops are here. And when they took my daughter away, I remember going to jail right after. And getting out of jail, I'd been there for a while, so I told myself, oh my God, when I get out, I'm going to get my shit together, I'm going to get my daughter back, and I'm going to get myself. I kept telling myself over and over and over again, and I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I wanted that so bad. You know, and it talks about in the big book that suddenly you realize something about putting whiskey in his milk or whatever. I can't quote the big book, but getting out of jail, I got off the trolley, got on the trolley, and thinking to myself, okay, well, this is my last time I'm ever, you know, I'm going to take just one last drink, you know. And next thing you know, I was walking into Green Cat Liquor, and I was buying a bottle of tequila. And at that time, my daughter was 6, going on 7, and the next time I saw her, she was 13 years old. And, you know, in between them, I had been in and out of jail, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. You know, I have another daughter who is in October going to be 9 years old, and I drank and used my pregnancy with her. And CPS stepped in, and at that time, I didn't know when I had her that. That's when they were doing the whole drug testing or whatever. Social worker came in and told me that they were going to take my daughter from me. I immediately called my friend, and she brought me some alcohol. And all I know is that I passed by that little window, and I saw my baby in that little basket thing in the ICU because she was born underweight. And she was soon, not too long after that, adopted. You know, I lost my parental rights because I walked into court drunk. But, you know, I've just, for some reason, have always, you know, I've always been kind of in a denial thing. My whole life, you know, I've always lived one of those lives. Like, if I met someone new, I would never tell people I have kids because I didn't want to have to explain, you know. Or if someone who knew I had a daughter, I'd tell them, oh, yeah, she's with her dad on vacation, you know. I would, you know, who wants to tell someone, oh, I lost my daughter to CPS and I haven't seen her in 5 or 6 years. So I got pregnant with my youngest daughter, Haley, and I was 29 years old, and my life was bad. I hadn't had a job, you know, I had no education, and I was living in an abandoned apartment, pregnant, because I had felonies, you know, and I was always ashamed because my friend just said, why are you drinking and doing drugs when you're pregnant, you know? And it's funny because it's sad, but I always wished I lost her because I was afraid. I knew what the consequences were going to be when I had her. And I remember that felt, that shame, that hurt when they took my other daughter away. But, you know, I had my daughter, and it was funny because when I had her, I was laying in the hospital bed and had one of the social workers come in and tell me that if I loved my daughter, that she knew I had other kids that were taken away. She told me, she says, give up your daughter right now. And I remember sitting there, and I've never been to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, but I prayed like I've never prayed before in my whole life. And I just told God, okay, God, that's it. I'm done. I'm putting my life in your hands. Just help me. Just help me. I remember waking up the next morning feeling like I had a weight lifted. And you know, I haven't took a drink or haven't had the obsession since. And that was September 7th of 2002. And, you know, how much do we have left? You don't know? Anyways, okay. I'm interrupting your time, buddy. But, okay. And what was funny was because when I got sober, I remember going to meetings. I was one of these people that I had started doing my steps while I was 9 months because I never, ever, ever thought I would need them. You know, I remember getting a sponsor. Yeah, it's funny. I got a sponsor. She's like, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, she's like, have you did, you know, your work I've told you? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, but I don't think I need to do a fourth. And she's like, call me when you're done. Click. I was like, oh, my God, what a bitch. You know? But I wrote so much. It was a shame. I was like, how can I say that? But, you know, it was funny. I got sober after being sober. I just actually didn't realize until not too long ago. My whole sobriety, I used to always tell myself that giving my kids away, I did it because I wanted something better for them. And I realized that the martyr part of me said that. Because all in reality, you know, I gave my kids away because they were in the way. You know, and that was a hard thing for me to swallow. You know, how do you explain to someone you wanted to drink over taking care of your kids? And that was very shameful for me. You know, it was so hard for me to actually realize that. And I was talking to my oldest daughter about it. And she was the one who was the oldest one who saw me do everything. You know, I'm grateful that my youngest daughter, Haley, she doesn't know anything. Is that 10 minutes? Okay. Well, if you're new, you know, go to meetings, get a sponsor, and, you know, give us a chance.